Welcome to another edition of Slice Your Age in Half. I am Dr. David Matto, and this week I'm coming to you live from the Twin Cities, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, to be more specific, because tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. I'm competing in the Twin Cities Marathon, 26.2 miles. And I say the word competing, I use that very loosely, actually, because I'm participating in it. I'm not competitive. I'm not anywhere close to winning this race tomorrow, nor am I even capable of coming close to winning in my age category. I'm doing it to have fun, doing it to stay in shape, as I have been doing for the past 35 years or so. And it shows, because I just know too many people that have gotten into something too quickly, too fast, too hard, and before they know it, they're injured, they're out, they're burnt out. I've been doing it slow and easy and carefully for, as I said, for over 35 years. I believe in kind of using the crock pot analogy as opposed to the microwave analogy. I'm in it for the long run. And the way I do it, it works out, because it's extremely rare that I ever have an injury or something that's going to prevent me from running. That's why I'm able just to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. It's a lifestyle for me. So I might get back talking about the marathon in just a little bit, but let's get right to questions right now, because Laurie has a question. She reached me on Facebook. And by the way, the best way to get your questions to me so I can answer them on my podcast here, Slice Your Age in Half, would be to reach me on Facebook at David Matto, DavidMadow, David Matto on Facebook. Or you can simply send me an email at runDrDave@gmail.com. RunDrDave is spelled out RUNDRDAVE, RUNDRDAVE@gmail.com. Those are the best ways to get your questions to me. So let's see. Laurie asks a question. She said, years ago, I was a triathlete. My life revolved around it. Shortly after accomplishing a lifetime goal, I wrecked my knee and had to have it rebuilt. I never got back to endurance training again. 10+ years, and that was 10+ years ago. It was beyond frustrating to be so slow and in pain. So that's when I started riding a unicycle. I had nothing to compare it to. Never rode before the knee surgery, so I never had to say, oh, I used to be able to do blank on the unicycle. Just nothing to compare it to. Then I really got sick for years, and now I struggle to do any exercise. I'm not sure if I'm still ill or just so far out of shape, or maybe it's just because I'm a dozen years older. Anyhow, I just found my old race bike in the basement, and I'm going to try to get back out on my bike. I've met a few triathlete people recently who are encouraging me to race again. So my question is, would you do it? Would you race again? Would you do triathletes? Or would you just let it go and focus on the unicycle, where there is really no disappointment? And in parentheses, she says, it sucks getting old and injured and sick, but I'm fighting it. Thanks, Laurie, for your question. Well, it's a lot. It's a lot that you said. And I will tell my listeners that since Laurie did send her question, I did ask her what kind of illness she has, and she said she has Lyme disease. So, Laurie, my answer to you is, and I answer this the same way to everybody. They ask me, can I do this or can I do that? First of all, you got to see your physician and get your physician's advice. I am certainly not a Lyme disease expert by any stretch of the imagination. So you got to listen to your physician. But I would say to go to a physician that really understands Lyme disease. It's a very complex disease. It's certainly debilitating, and it affects, you know, everybody differently. So see your physician about that. But having said that, Laurie, like I say to everybody that asks me this type of question, how much can I do? Listen to your body. Your body knows what you can do. So, yeah, I mean, don't go out on your bike and do a 100-mile bike ride on day one. Do a short ride. See how you feel. Get back into it. Ride a mile or two. See how you feel. Increase your distance as you can, as you're comfortable. If you're feeling good, you know, keep increasing your distance. Same thing with a swim, same thing with a run, or even start off by walking. But, I think you could probably do something. You know, you don't have to be an Iron Man, or should I say Iron Woman, if that's the right term. You don't have to do that. These days, there are plenty of triathletes that do shorter distances. You don't have to be a triathlete. You can go out and do a bike race, a short bike race, a swim, or a run. So listen to your body, Laurie. I think you'll be okay. And as far as the unicycle goes, that is just such a great thing. I recently got into trying my hand at a unicycle, and I got to tell you something. as you know, it is really, really difficult. But it's great exercise. I'm not at the point yet where I can actually ride it. I'm still kind of holding on to a wall or something like that. But I feel like I'm getting better every single time I do it. And it's not for everybody. It's difficult, and it's I guess you could say it's kind of extreme. But when you do it, you feel your core really working, and you got to have a good core to be able to ride a unicycle and good sense of balance. So again, you know, I believe in doing a lot of different things. You know, I say I'm here in the Twin Cities. We're going to be doing this marathon tomorrow. And, you know, marathoning is great. I love doing it, but I don't just go out and walk or run. I you know, I like to ski. I like to backpack. I like to climb. Right now I'm trying the unicycle. So my point is, cross train, do a lot of different things. Your body will thank you for it. Laurie, let me know how it goes. Please stay in touch with me. Let me know how you're feeling. By the way, I do not buy that at all. I think one of the last things you said was this might just be getting older. Well, I know who you are. I know you. You're younger than I am. You're a lot younger than I am. And I don't buy that for a second, because I feel better now. That's why this podcast is called Slice Your Age in Half. I literally feel better now than I did 10, 20, 30 years ago. And I'm saying that totally seriously. I'm 58 right now. I can do things now. I mean, I can ski double diamonds in the Rocky Mountains where I could not do those years ago, and I feel great doing it. So this is all about slicing your age in half, Laurie, and feeling younger. So we don't want to hear that you're getting older and maybe that's the reason you can't do things. No, that's not, it doesn't go on this podcast. We want to feel younger. We want to do things, and not just feel younger, we want to be healthier. So yeah, go out and try it, Laurie. Let us know how you do. Thanks so much for that. You know, it's interesting. Laurie says she's a triathlete, or was a triathlete. That's pretty darn extreme. She did an Ironman race several years back. And my God, I wouldn't attempt it. I do a lot of, you know, fairly extreme things, but that's something it's too much for me. So I respect anybody that can complete that type of distance and be that persistent and dedicated and devoted to the training it takes to do an Ironman. That's if I get my numbers right, I don't have this in front of me, but I believe it's 140.6 miles total. 140.6, and that's a combination of a very long bike ride. I'm not sure the distance. It's somewhere in the it must be about 110, 115 miles or so, because I know there's a full marathon involved, which is 26.2, and a 2.2-mile swim, and the whole thing turns out to be 140.6. That is tough. That's out of my league. I just don't want to do it. And again, on Slice Your Age in Half, remember, please, you don't have to be doing anything extreme. I don't even recommend doing extreme activities, because as I've said, when you're too extreme, it leads to burnout and injury. And the people that I've seen, not all at all, but many of the people that I've seen that try to do a marathon the first year they started running, or triathlons, or these really extreme things, a lot of them burn themselves out, get injured, and are no longer leading that type of lifestyle at all. So that's why, you know, I'm here doing a marathon this weekend, but I'm slow. I just take it easy. I have fun. And that's why I've been able to be a 35-year-plus runner. I've got probably 10 to 15 marathons under my belt. Knock on wood here. Hold on. Knock on wood. I just haven't really been injured in any way. And I plan to keep this going for a long time. I noticed when I looked at the registration for people that are signed up for this marathon, this Twin Cities Marathon for tomorrow, there are two men that I saw that are in their 80s that are competing. And when I say competing, again, I use that term very loosely, that are running the marathon in their 80s. One of them, I believe, is 85 years old. My dad is 84. He'll be 84. He just turned 84. There's no way he could come close to running a marathon. These are men. They happen to be two men. I'm not being sexist. These are men that have just kind of led this type of lifestyle for a long time. No, an 85-year-old man just didn't decide yesterday he wants to be a marathon runner. I imagine he's been doing it for many years. It's become a lifestyle. So by the time he reached 85, it's just another day out out having fun. Incredible stuff. So kudos go out to these at least two guys that I saw that are in their 80s that are going to be running this 26.2 Twin Cities Marathon tomorrow. Let's go to the next question. Actually, this is not a question. This is somebody that came to one of my seminars last week. And he happened to tell me in passing, I think during the question and answer period, that he thinks he has Lyme disease. And when I questioned him, why does he think he has Lyme disease? He said, well, because he's always tired and he can't figure out anything else. So it's got to be Lyme disease, or he's pretty sure that it's Lyme disease. Well, I don't think so. Not necessarily. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't. It's possible. But there's so many other reasons why somebody would be chronically tired and just not feeling like they can do anything. You probably remember I've told you that years ago, years ago, I had some problems with a lot of issues. One of them being I was always very tired. I came up from work every day, basically midday, 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m., 3 p.m., and had to lie down and take a nap. I was just so tired. I just felt achy. I just felt like I just couldn't do anything that day. And this was almost every day. And not only that, I had some other issues. I became very hoarse. I lost my voice for a long period of time. I had some bad issues with psoriasis on my skin, some really bad red areas. It just didn't seem to go away. Anything I tried, you know, changing my diet or medication, I just couldn't get them to go away. What else did I have? I'm trying to think what else. Oh yeah, just I just felt achy and you know, just didn't feel, I knew something was wrong. So I tried something. I really felt there's a very good chance this could be diet related. So what I did after doing a lot of reading on this, I just didn't do this overnight on a whim, but after doing a lot of reading, I removed certain foods from my diet. Foods that I could be sensitive to, but foods that maybe have some bad effects on people, on some people at least. So here's what I removed. I removed gluten. Gluten is that protein that is attached to wheat. It's on all wheat products and more, but I removed gluten from my diet. I can't say I removed it 100%, but I did the best I could. I don't have celiac disease, so I didn't have to be like 100% careful, but I removed it as much as I possibly could, which is a lot. I removed yeast products, so, you know, no bread, nothing that, you know, yeast was put in, bread, crackers, anything that could rise. I removed sugar, so no more sugar, no desserts, nothing like that at all. Alcohol, caffeine, peanuts, and processed foods. I tried to just eat as many whole foods, whole fresh foods as possible, organic when I could as well. So I removed all these things from my diet. And let me tell you something. I noticed within several weeks some tremendous changes in my body. I'll tell you what they were. The hoarseness that my doctor could not figure out what it was. I actually went to an ENT physician right here locally. Not here. I'm in Minneapolis right now, but right back home locally in the Baltimore area. I went to a really well-respected ENT physician. He just couldn't really figure it out. He put me on a couple pills and had me do some BS, and that really didn't do anything. So the hoarseness went away totally in about 3 to 4 weeks. I wasn't tired anymore. No more aches. I just felt like I could do anything. Now, before I changed my diet, I mean, I would go out for like a run, and after a mile, I just felt like I couldn't go anymore. It was crazy. So I wasn't tired. I didn't ache. And the craziest thing, and the thing that I remember the most, is that my psoriasis just pretty much disappeared. Now, doctors will tell you that psoriasis, you have it for life and there's nothing you can do about it. It doesn't go away. It's autoimmune disease and, you know, this and that. And, you know, you pretty much have to realize that you have it for your whole life. Well, let me tell you something, doctors. It went away. Did it go away 100%? No, it went away 99.9%. There's still maybe a couple tiny little red spots. You wouldn't even notice them. I know where they are, but nobody else would even notice them. So these things all happened within several weeks of me changing my diet, removing yeast, gluten, sugar, alcohol, caffeine. Did I say peanuts? Yeah, peanuts, because their peanuts are full of mold. and processed foods, and just eating more whole foods, organic, fresh, natural, that type of thing. So I am convinced, I am 100% convinced that so many of the conditions we have, the little issues we have, you know, we're tired, we ache, we can't do this, can't do that. There's so many of them that are attributed to what we eat. And I'm telling you something, this diet worked for me. Is it going to work for everybody? Probably not. You probably have to do a little bit of reading and try your own. But it's a start if you just try this one. I am so convinced that my whole body changed from removing certain foods from my diet. Now, over the years, this was several years ago, over the years I've slowly moved some of the foods back into my diet, just a little bit, like, you know, a little bit of alcohol here and there, very little, but a little bit of alcohol here and there. You know, I still don't eat anything with caffeine, really, or drink anything with caffeine, and I'm still totally do not eat gluten. So you hand me a piece of bread, I'll throw it back at you. I just, you know, there's so many things that are gluten-free that are available out there that's so easy. But I'm telling you something, none of the issues came back. So it's gone on several years now that, you know, the doc said, oh, no, you're going to have psoriasis for the rest of your life. There's nothing you can do with it. That's again, I said that's total BS because I can prove to my docs that this change in diet, change in food, change in diet, change in food has really made a tremendous difference in my life. This is Slice Your Asian Half. I am Dr. David Matto, and yeah, we're doing this from Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, because tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I will be running in the Twin Cities Marathon, 26.2 miles. They were calling for a little bit of rain. Now it looks like the forecast says it's going to be clearing up. So let's pray for some good weather tomorrow morning when I run this marathon. And I'm also here with my wife, Yoko Matto, who is a massage therapist. She does a lot of energy work, that type of thing. Very healthy person. And she's going to be running this marathon with me tomorrow morning as well. Now, I say with me. Neither of us are so concerned about our times. You know, we run it to stay healthy, to finish comfortably. We do them a lot, 2 to 3 per year we do. And again, like I said, we don't get injured. We just keep it going. This is our lifestyle. And but Yoko will be ahead of me, chances are, in almost every marathon we've done, except one that I can remember, Chicago, back in 2009, I think. In almost every marathon we've done otherwise, she's always ahead of me. But again, good for her. She's having a great time. She's faster. And again, I'm not so concerned about the time. I'm just concerned about finishing comfortably, standing up with blood running through my veins. it's a good thing. But I have Yoko here because, you know, many of you have asked, well, you know, what can I do to stay in shape? If you know, I don't want to run a marathon. I'm not a triathlete, but what can I do to be healthy, kind of like you guys, but not to that extreme? So Yoko, with you deal with a lot of people. You know, you're a massage therapist. You see runners, tennis players, bikers, you name it, you see it, because a lot of them get injured. A lot of them come to see you because some of them come to see you for prevention, of course, and maintenance, but many come because they just don't feel right. They're injured, they hurt. So if you could give some advice to our listeners on Slice Your Asian Half, somebody that wants to get into some type of really healthy lifestyle exercise wise and they don't want to do marathons, which is fine with me because I don't think everybody should be doing marathons. It's a little bit crazy. What do you recommend?
Well, I recommend walking. Walking? But walking, not like when you walk, maybe you should walk a little bit faster pace and then like a bigger steps. So that, like, I can feel like when I do it, like my kind of spine and like hip bone and like and everything kind of try to align. So that's very important because it's not only, you know, make your muscles stronger, but like some pain. I mean, I think most of the pain comes from, you know, little not align the spine. How can
Some type of misalignment in the spine, or what about like if your muscles are very tight, could that cause some type of like misalignment as well?
Yeah, as well too. But it's like when I massage, like I try to focus on the bone too. But of course, I'm a massage therapist. I don't adjust the bones, but like bones are important. So that, like, you know, try to, like when you walk, try to think about, open your chest and then, like, just aware of your body when you are walking.
So is what you're saying kind of like, you know, people can go to a chiropractor and they, you know, they do some type of an adjustment to like get everything in alignment. But from what I hear you saying is that it's almost like you go out and take a walk, a nice walk. And if you take like really long, like have a long stride, not like you're walking in a mall looking into the shops. I'm not talking like I'm talking about going outside, actually going outside or on a treadmill and really taking like walking pretty briskly and taking nice long strides. Are you saying this can be somewhat like a chiropractic adjustment, like it's putting something in, it's aligning something in your body. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, like, you know, we need chiropractor to adjust our bones for, you know, maintain health. But like in our body, like everybody has homeostasis. Like everybody can have ability to heal your body itself. So that, why not? Like a try first, and then like if you cannot fix it, like, you know, you can see a specialist.
So with your massage therapy and your energy work, and I know you're not a physician and you can't diagnose, I realize that, but would you say though in many cases or in most cases our mind is so powerful and we can do amazing things with our body, are you saying that we can cure and heal ourselves in many cases?
Yes, I really believe it, because even like, you know, maybe many of people read many books, and I read some books, and then even one book said like she cured cancer by herself, just changing her diet and her thought, and you know, her cancer was gone. So that, of course, we need like medical help too. But first, like we can change in our mind and be aware of your body. Like he said, listen to your body. And I think, you know, that's the first step to be healthy.
Excellent. So That's a big help. And also getting back to walking, because I get this question so many times. What's if I don't have a lot of time, or if I don't want to do anything extreme, what's the best thing I can do? And I still go back to the fact, and you agree with me, it sounds like, that walking is perhaps the best exercise out there. I mean, again, you need to do it at a pretty good pace. You can't just be taking like a little stroll through the mall. That's not really exercise. But you go outside or go on a treadmill and take it at a nice pace. And I found that if you really want to do it right, the magic number is 4. And what that 4 means is, I've experimented this over the years, and I think you go out and walk 4 miles every day or almost every day, I believe that you will see such an amazing change in your body. You take the hour or the hour plus to do 4 miles, and you will see weight loss. You won't be tired anymore. You'll feel great about yourself, more confidence. And not only that, mentally, while you're walking, you can think about things and how to improve your life. People talk about the runner's high after a certain amount of time. Well, you will get a walker's high during your 4-mile walk. And I'm telling you, people, take my word for it. You try it. I wrote about this in my book, Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. 4 is that magic number when it comes to walking. I really believe it. So just, that would be my advice. Give it a try when you want to get into walking. Look, if you need to start off slower or start off shorter, do it. But try to build up to that 4-mile mark. because I'm telling you, you will see a tremendous difference. Yoko, thank you very much for being on the show today. We appreciate it. We might have you back because I'd say I learn a lot from you, you know, because let's face it, one of the most important things we can do health-wise is stretching your muscles because so many Americans have lower back pain, and I found that over the years. Knock on wood, thank God I don't have it now, but I've had some in the past, and I found from you especially found that just doing some simple daily stretches can really eliminate lower back pain. It's pretty much stretching your, let me make sure I get this right, stretching your hamstrings is the most important probably, because when most lower back, not all, but most lower back problems can be attributed to very tight hamstring muscles, correct?
Yeah, and also like hip flexor muscle too, like, you know, more quads or like even deeper, you know, hip flexor muscles, psoas, and yeah, like, you know, massage is always good. Like I massaged you when you had the lower back pain. I mean, maybe I stretched you.
Well, you have a combination of massage and stretch, which is almost like a Thai type massage, which Thai massage is mostly stretching. And I'm telling you something, it worked wonders. I'm convinced that proper stretching and a good massage technique can really help eliminate most or not all of the pain that somebody may have.
Mm-hmm. Even like I had a little rotator cuff problem, kind of frozen shoulder issue on the left side. And I stretched and I did self-massage. And now it's almost healing. Like I don't feel anything now. So I didn't need pain medicine.
Yep, if you can avoid pain medicine at all, avoid it because it's not doing you any good. Yoko, thanks for being on the show. We'll certainly have you back another time. So let's go back to another question. Ron on Facebook asked me a short time ago, this is a podcast on feeling and looking younger. Why do you sometimes discuss money? What does money have to do with looking younger? Well, Ron, great question. And I will tell you, it has a lot to do with looking and feeling younger, because here's the deal. I've talked about this before, and I talk about this when I go speak in front of groups as well. When you're stressed over money issues, when you're in debt, when you can't pay your bills, when you got all these things going on, that stress takes an incredible toll on your body. And you can't just do one thing. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to go out and walk 4 miles and I'm going to be a lot healthier and I'm going to slice my age in half. No, it doesn't really work like that. You got to be taking care of all aspects of your life. And the stress that comes through financial hardships and not really living your life in a fiscal responsibly way can really wreak havoc on your body. So, you know, I won't go into a lot of detail on this, but Ron, it has everything to do with living healthy, getting that stress out. So a few things I'm going to recommend is don't have credit card debt. Credit card debt is really tough. So usually when somebody has credit card debt, they're living a life that is not true to them. In other words, they're living a false life. They're spending more money than they make. And if you're doing that, that's why you end up putting all your things on your credit card. Spend less money than you make. It's as simple as that. And pay off your credit card debt. Pay off your student loans if you have any. Pay off your the home equity loan that you took from your house to do your Christmas shopping last year, or whatever it may be. Pay those things off, because as you begin to pay those off, you will see a sense of peace and no stress come to your body. It's a really good feeling waking up in the morning and knowing no matter what happens with the economy, no matter what the president is doing, no matter what Congress is doing, you don't have to worry about it, because even if you had a, you know, God forbid you were furloughed or laid off or fired or had a cut in pay, you don't have banks and financial institutions and mortgage lenders that are breathing down your back saying, you owe me this money. We don't really care what the economy is doing. You owe me this money. So, again, it's not an easy thing to do, especially if you've got a lot of debt right now. But take little steps at a time to change your life around, change your financial life around, and start getting these debts paid down, and you know, come up with a plan. And one day you'll wake up and say, you know, you'll be able to say, I don't owe anybody any money, and it's taken so much stress away from my body that I'm slicing my age in half, because that's just one little piece of the pie that I've done, I've completed, I've checked it off, and wow, it's really helping. So Ron, I hope you get it. It's really important. That's why this stuff's not going away. This next question comes to me from Jamie from Facebook. Jamie asks, what is my favorite way to lose weight? Jamie, great question there. And I could talk for hours on losing weight. There's so many things that come into play. It's not just one thing, really, because it involves exercise, it involves eating right, it involves sleeping, it involves having a very low stress life, it involves relationships. Somebody that just says, okay, I'm going on a diet to lose weight because I need to lose 20 pounds, it's not going to work. It might work in the short run, but any of you that have been on a diet know for sure, you can confirm this with me, that they just don't work, because you got to look at the whole picture. And there's so many things involved, just like I was talking to Ron about finances. You can't just slice your age in half and look younger and be healthier if you're only taking some vitamins and get out there and walk a little bit and watch what you eat. No, it's a whole process. It's a whole lifestyle. But Jamie, I will answer your question. I'll give you a few little tips if that will help. We, as Americans, eat way too much food these days, way too much food. I go to a restaurant and it's just incredible how much food they put on your plate. So eating out, here's my tip. When you're eating in a restaurant, I would almost always, when you get your food served at the table, I cut everything in half. If I have a piece of meat or a piece of fish or potato, a baked potato, something like that, an omelet in the morning, they'll serve an omelet. It'll be like a 4 or 5 egg omelet, which is ridiculous. So I cut it in half and ask for a to-go container and immediately pack the half in a to-go container, because if I leave it on my plate just cut in half, what I'll do is after I finish my half, I'll start to kind of pick away at the other half, and before I know it, it's gone. So get rid of half from your plate immediately. And that little tip alone is going to help you lose some weight. Now, if you eat at home, now I travel a lot, so I do eat in a lot of restaurants, but when I eat at home, here's my tip for eating at home. When you eat a meal, particularly a dinner meal or even lunch meal, but a dinner meal, I eat my dinner on not one of those large, I don't know the dimensions of it right now, but not one of those large dinner plates, but a typical, like, smaller salad plate. Because again, when you have a dinner size plate, you just pile and shovel your food onto that, and before you know it, you got way too much food on the plate, and whatever's on your plate, you end up eating. So use a salad-sized plate. Put your food on there. Make sure it's healthy food, of course. Don't make it, don't fill your plate up with cheesecake. But, put some salad, put some protein, whatever that may be, a little bit of potato, whatever it may be, some rice. But only use the salad-sized plate. And I'm telling you, if you do that alone, and, of course, combine your exercise and things like that, you're going to see yourself starting to lose some weight, because you're just not eating all that junk that's so easy to pile on plates. Jamie, I hope that helped. Again, it's a lot more complex than that. But if you just do that, and other things like people that say they don't have time for exercise, Jamie, some of the things I do when I'm not able to exercise, I always park my car far away in a parking lot. Some people laugh about how far away I park my car in a shopping center parking lot, for example. I'll park it way far away, and it has two benefits. Number one, you don't get these little stupid dings on your car door all the time that piss me off, because people are so inconsiderate and they bang their car doors into yours. But then I'm forced to walk a decent walk to get to where I have to go. So that really helps. Again, I never take elevators. If I'm going up one or two floors, I never take an escalator. I always look for the stairway, and there's almost always a stairway that parallels an escalator. And I just kind of look at the people in the escalator that are not moving. It's kind of a cumulative effect, and any little exercise I can get in during the day, in addition to what I do, taking the stairs, not jumping on a train, but walking, not taking a cab, not taking a bus, but walking. If I'm in a downtown area somewhere, you know, again, people laugh at me because they think I'm too cheap to take a taxi. I'm not too cheap. I want the exercise. I'll walk a mile through Manhattan to get from one place to another without taking mass transit because I love doing it. And you're accumulating more exercise. So anyway, Jamie, I hope that helps. If you take a few of those little tips, you'll start to see your weight melting away a little bit. And if you make this into a lifestyle, you'll see it melting away a lot. But again, this is all about slicing your age in half. It's not about doing one thing. You don't just eat a little bit less and it's going to change your whole life. It's not. You got to do a lot of things. And you don't have to do them all perfectly. You do a lot of things, do them pretty well, and you'll see some really big changes. Love to hear from some of you that have some questions for a future podcast. Again, the easiest way to get in touch with me to ask your questions is my Facebook page, David Maddow on Facebook. That's DavidMaddow on Facebook. And email me at rundrdave@gmail.com, rundrdave@gmail.com. Love to hear more of your questions. I'll answer as many as I can. That's what this podcast is all about. It's about you. It's for you. I don't have to be doing this. I'm doing it because I love teaching. I love inspiring. I love helping all of you live the absolute healthiest life you possibly can. And I want to see all of us slice our age in half. That puts another podcast in the record books. It was great being with you today. Thanks so much, and I'll definitely see you next time. Thanks for being with us. Goodbye.